From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Next week, President Bush hosts Mexican President Vicente Fox for a 3-day visit to the United States. Immigration issues will be high on the agenda. Since the two leaders met in Mexico in February, officials from both countries have been discussing proposals that include amnesty for up to 3 million undocumented Mexicans in the U.S. Many object to that idea because immigrants from other countries wouldn't be included. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Marie Sylvain left her children in Haiti and paid for illegal passage to the United States in 1980, when she says the political situation became too bad to stay. She first worked in a restaurant, then a nursing home, just like thousands of other undocumented Haitian immigrants in the U.S. Sylvain says if Mexican workers here get any relief, Haitians deserve the same.
We are good people, and we work hard. No different from immigrants from Mexico. That is why we are stand up to tell George Bush that he should legalize all immigrants, not just one group.
Sylvain now has the proper papers and works as a union organizer. According to the most recent Immigration and Naturalization Service estimates from 1996, Haitians are the fifth largest immigrant group living illegally in the United States. Mexico leads the list by far, with nearly 3 million undocumented residents here, about half the estimated total. El Salvador, Guatemala, and Canada are among the top five. Since the mid-1960s, U.S. immigration policy has tried to treat all countries the same, but former INS Commissioner Doris Meisner says there's a good rationale for striking a special immigration arrangement with Mexico, together with Canada, under the auspices of NAFTA.
The objective would be to get Mexico to the point where its wages are as close to those of the United States and Canada as is now the case between Canada and the United States, so that you wouldn't have the kind of illegal immigration anymore, because Mexico would be offering a standard of living that was similar to the other countries of North America.
However many countries President Bush eventually includes, almost any new policy would affect Mexicans more than anyone else. And in any event, Mr. Bush will face a tough time selling immigration reforms to some members of Congress who say they don't want to reward illegal entry with a permanent place in America. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.